Every day, I walk through a giant encyclopedia made of stone and columns, with high ceilings and large windows that illuminate its pages, its drawings and its vast halls that resound to the click of our heels. That's what I'd say if I had to describe the Palais Mondial. Located at the heart of the Parc du Cinquantenaire, it's a unique place, a spectacular place, but that's not all. The project was the brainchild of Paul Hotelet, Henri Lafontaine, and his sister, Léonie. Paul, the dreamer, who wandered through the museum's corridors one step ahead of everyone else, he had a clear vision about the way we classify the world here. And it is this that enables us to share all existing knowledge. Henri, for his part, was a fierce advocate for peace and social justice. He championed the idea that we can build a better humanity together, collectively, by facilitating access to knowledge. And Léonie, of course, who documented the demands of the feminist movement and our work to educate women and in turn push the boundaries. Paul and Henri set up a number of international institutions and associations dedicated to their bibliographic project. They have occupied several locations in the city of Brussels since 1910. That same year, coming together for a congress as part of the Brussels World Fair, these associations presented objects, images, and documents that reflected technical progress and scientific advances from all over the world. This was the origin of the Palais Mondial, which was born out of the desire to continue bringing knowledge together in a single place, the Palais du Cinquantenaire. I am lucky enough to work there with about 20 other employees, most of us women. We work on all of the museum's different catalogues. We paste the bibliographic data onto cards, classify them, and arrange them by theme and author's name. Just imagine large wooden cabinets that form corridors within the space, and in these cabinets there are hundreds of drawers full of these cards. Looking at these rows upon rows sometimes makes me dizzy. I never imagined that one day we'd be able to touch all the ideas in the world with our own hands. Or almost, because there is still work to be done. To catalogue this knowledge, we use the Universal Decimal Classification, a system developed by Paul and Henri, based on the work of the American bibliographer Melville Dewey. Each theme is represented by a number. Each topic, depending on the themes it comprises, becomes a series of numbers. This is a much more accurate system than words, which means it can be used by libraries all over the world. The world we live and operate in is complex, disruptive. Our world is evolving. Packaging is evolving. It is alive with opportunities. The planet calls for action, for systemic change for the better. What must happen to make real change transformative? At Huhtamäki, we are committed to protecting food, people, and the planet. We believe that packaging is essential, and everyone everywhere should have access to safe, hygienic, affordable food and everyday necessities. We are focused on redesigning the future of sustainable packaging. It is our vision, our North Star. We are an industry leader in three packaging technologies globally: fiber, paperboard, flexible technologies. We are at the forefront of these technologies and pushing the limits of what is possible with our teams all around the world, creating value for our customers, shareholders, employees, and the planet through customer excellence, next-generation innovation, world-class operations, sustainability, powered by our digital transformation and our great talent. Together, we make a difference where it matters. The impossible made possible. Every single one of us at Huhtamäki is helping to redesign the future of sustainable packaging solutions. Welcome to The Hague. Here's what you need to know about education in The Hague. All children have the right to education. There are many different schools to choose from, but not all of them have spaces available. In the Netherlands, children between the age of 5 and 18 are required to go to school. There are different options. Dutch schools. Public education is free. Newcomer education is provided so children learn Dutch and can adjust to the Dutch system. For children of the age of 0 to 4, paid childcare is possible. There is a childcare benefit you can apply for. From 2.5 years old, children can join kindergarten, in Dutch, Putteropvang, or preschool, in Dutch, Voorschule Educatie. When your child is turning 4 or 5, your child can go to primary school without extra newcomer support. Children who are 6 to 12 can go to a primary school with a special Dutch language class. When your child is 12 to 18, your child will attend international Schokkenklasse before joining regular classes. Some schools offer bilingual education. Lessons are in Dutch and English, but exams are in Dutch. There is a central place where you must register your child for the different support classes. Visit schoolwijze.den Haag.nl to see which schools offer these programs. Together, we can bring about real and lasting change for people with disabilities. Here at FAO, we can promote inclusion by creating a respectful workplace and by removing barriers to employment and participation. Working with people with disabilities can broaden our horizons and unlock hidden potential. Disability inclusion is at the heart of FAO's mission, making sure that no one is left behind. Removing the barriers faced by people with disabilities reduces inequality. And it's one of the building blocks of a fairer, more inclusive world where everyone is respected and included, regardless of their differences. Let's work to promote disability inclusion at FAO. Our differences make us who we are, and our differences are our strengths. Disability inclusion at FAO.